This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival, Bobi Wine, has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. According to Uganda's Electoral Commission, Museveni won 5.85 million votes, or almost 59%, while Wine had 3.48 million votes, or 34.8%. In a speech Saturday night, Museveni thanked supporters for what he called a peaceful election.
First of all, I congratulate all Ugandans for the peaceful elections with a high turnout of voters.
Museveni campaigned for another term, arguing his long experience in office makes him a good leader and promising to keep delivering stability and progress. The 38-year-old Wine galvanized young Ugandans with his calls for political change and pledged to end what he called dictatorship and widespread corruption. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union Party on Saturday chose Armin Laschet, the governor of Germany's most populous state, as its new leader. Laschet defeated Friedrich Merz, a conservative and one-time Merkel rival, at an online convention of the Christian Democratic Union. Saturday's vote is not the final word on who will run as the center-right candidate for chancellor in September, but Laschet will either run for chancellor or will have a big say in who does. A group of Nepalese climbers on Saturday became the first to scale K2, the second highest summit on the planet, in winter. K2 is only 200 meters shorter than Mount Everest, and it is considered one of the most dangerous summits to reach in winter. Visit voanews.com for more.